Aquarius is shadow boxing. If anybody can come up with this thing, I'm not saying say I can't, I don't have any reason to say, it is not true. But then, having also, because I'm also on the ground, I asked some of the union executives, and all of them are the feedback, but not just me, my HR, other people have asked it, and then many of the union are saying, it took them by surprise because they were, because and the unions haven't had any meeting, you know, to go and meet and say, this is our resolution, because we are union leader.
Yes,
you know, you take the, you are not there to pursue your personal agenda. It's what the generality of the members want. That's what you do.
That's what you
know.
You do.
And so it was, so for me, you know, it was something that was. But I understand these things because I also know what some of the background is. And for, if you talk to Professor Fibon Boateng or Dr. Asayo, you know, they will also tell you some of these things. Because and that's how come Kolibu has not had stable leadership. Because for any organization to grow, you need stable leadership.
Sure, for some time.
You know, and Ofia, over the last about 15 years, you know, Kolibu has been like a revolving door. CEO comes 1 year, 2 years, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So you're not able to do any long-term planning, but that kind of strategic planning to move the organization forward. But if you, and then when it comes, because I believe, the union leaders, their interest is to make sure that the welfare of the staff is taken care of.
Sure.
Now, if you look at staff welfare, we've done a lot for staff welfare over the last few years. We've introduced a 100% staff Medicare scheme. First, when our staff, they have to go and look after them. I mean, take care of themselves, you know. We've introduced 100%. In fact, we are the only government hospital facility that is providing this 100% free Medicare
for staff.
For staff.
In the Kolibu staff, be a yarina so ba Kolibu a.
Yes.
Motion is free.
Motion is free. Motion is free. You know. You see, so this is something that may take you over now, may come around. So it was one of the key concerns of the staff.
And now we implement him out.
We had over 800 staff and no more IJ. As you have Omoya Kashua, we've put them on the permanent.
Permanent.
You are confirming my appointments. You know, they're happy with it. The training plan, training developer, we've done that. Friend is saying we've also empowered them. We are taking a lot of training, management, building capacity. We are doing customer care training, you know, empowering people to feel included in all this. And in fact, we have a house committee meeting now. We go and discuss issues, and all the unions are presented there. And anytime when they come with issues now, we discuss those issues, especially, and then see how best we can move forward together on this. We'll share the number of projects in terms of things to improve the workplace environment, you know, for the staff and for the patients near there. All these things have taken place. And even on the social side, you are forming Kolibu Kwa, and you call your programs are, you know, and things like that. Fun games. Even health service workers, you know, Moko TUC, we sponsor them to go for the TUC near, you know, it's like you need a multi ebok.
Yeah,
I just say. There's not be any period that any ammonia any issue, because there was one association mina there was an appointment be almost your moon TIC now the issue no court. But apart from that, there's not been any major.
Yeah, but the issues they raised in the petition now, for example. Almost inefficiencies in absence. Almost in the chief executive's absence, no checks are signed and all activities come to a halt.
Okay, now Kolibu, what is our core business?
Kolibu provide health service.
So what you say? Have you ever heard say Kolibu has stopped seeing patients and has stopped rendering care to patients because the CEO is not in? Because what's our core business? So because everything grinds your water,
meaning say monitor patients,
exactly. because that's our core business. So if the core business of hospital is ongoing, then how does it got to do the CEO's presence or absence? And the funny thing is that I've not been absent for long periods. I mean, because of the responsibility to know, you can't even be away for more than a week or two.
Yeah.
And if I've already gone on. I mean, and I'm hardly, so it's not an issue. That's one. Number two, when it comes to checks, no more cana. Does the hospital run on checks? We'll get it. Now, the Nyabra Fred Dotanya Nabisan, his experience with checks.
Yeah, Dr. Fred, the former CEO.
Former CEO, Bisan, the experience with checks. So sometimes when you put certain things in place, people say, I'm sure the union leaders mean well, but sometimes it will be some assuming, maybe because they've not taken time to come for explanation. Yeah. Sometimes they may think, but they also doesn't run on checks. Because and then the most important thing is also known is Ghana, since Dr. Baumiane started this digitization, all this and so. we have, there's an introduced a Ghana what, the GIFMIS.
Yeah, GIFMIS for payment. Management. Sure, sure,
so,
sure.
Their payments are made on GIFMIS. So GIFMIS, no, me the tablet, me say me director of finance was sending me, he say so once you have internet access,
you can do those approvals.
So whether you are in Ghana or Azerbaijan, wherever, you can do those approvals.
Mean you almost claim say shortage of basic consumable delays in approvals have resulted in frequent shortages of essential supplies.
Okay, so now no, and also it's a misrepresentation. Once the Mikado said, from the time of COVID,
yes,
we've had some
issues with supplies. Mm-hmm.
And then, so I'm also saying say we've not had issues with consumables, and that's so supplies. But sometimes beyond the, you know, the it's not the doing of the organization, because we have a procurement plan. So when we, once we, at the beginning of year, we procure 1 year now, it's a framework contract.
Mm.
Somebody is supposed to supply us this item over the course of the,
yes,
of the year, right?
Yes.
It's all the strategic quality paper. Now, because of the way the way our exchange rates has also been behaving, you know, what do you call about mass science? I want to say you're calling in cities.
Sure.
So, Nipan Naba say, oh, city, exchange dollar, no, CC, I cost you, you know, me person, me adjust my prices. And so sometimes, you know, that adjustment on personal bonus, you know, is very high, because once the procurement law now allows us to do some minor adjustment, not be honest. And so sometimes, you know, adjustment is about 50%, 70%, you know, so you cannot just agree, because then you'll be in breach of the procurement. And otherwise, you also have to start the tender process all over again, and to also take that. So sometimes these things, one, and some of these ones, so you have to get them to the table and renegotiate into sometimes a bit of back and forth to, you know, for not just saying, oh, we have to look, see if we can get for another source. Some of the consumer also have said that there are very few people who bring in those items into, you know, yes, and why a bit restricted, you know. So those are some of the challenges that we've had. So it's not because somebody has not approved. I mean, how long does it take to approve? You know, but it's because of some of these real challenges with the, you know, and then I was also telling you about the shipping, you know, because once a year, consumer will say basically because of shipping issues, that's why it is. So, the same way, you know, some of the suppliers too, you know, on my card, you know, or especially I didn't maybe do a particular time, not their supplier, I didn't buy. Now, what can you do? What does it? So, those are some of the challenges that have resulted in some of the
delays, no?
Delays are resulting in consumables. So it's not because Chief Executive Owner he doesn't want to approve. I mean,
But one interesting claim they make here, a conflict of interest, almost the chief executive's interest seems to conflict with the hospital's goals by managing plastic surgery and the whole Kolebu. One outside managing plastic surgery department.
Okay, so most of my experience, Chair, say, who beside me about whether I work.
Yeah, you work still as a plastic surgeon.
I do that because of training issues, accreditation issues near there. Huh? But now, no, say, a conflict of interest, Obi. Say, who ye Juma, friend, say, Asempa. Now, say, oh, Sanko, ye Juma, your rival station. That's where there's a conflict of interest. But, Juma, me, one of me, Yamano, and you could be
saying, Kolebu, sure.
And it says, I say, multimedia boss, I can just say, look, Obi. Friend say, you know, who share but so by me per se,
joy.
Now, is it a conflict of interest? What is it? So, so many people are banning this is about without really understanding.
Yeah, but if Oko department, Oko Boa with surgery, different from that, who sign managing the whole department?
Too. Okay, yes, but then what happens? The centers of excellence now autonomous.
Yes.
And you know, they are. Whatever happens then happens within the, that system, so it doesn't conflict with the other. Most people think Zebia, you are writing to yourself to happen, no, but that doesn't happen. That's how come Frimpong Boateng was went from what was CEO, no, he was also he was the head of
the
cardio.
Head of the
we've
cardio.
Had Professor Champ was head of surgery, was dean of medical school. It's not a conflict because at the end of the day, you're actually getting more from the person. And meanwhile, at the end of the person is not taking two
hours. Your work has CEO, and yet too much pressure. I was all concentrated to a non-council.
Well, the thing is that it's not about the choice, because if you leave and then you lose the accreditation, then what happens? so those are some of the, so, and that's why the board in this region felt, say, look, I mean,
it is something the board gave you approval to do.
The board has, I mean, it came up and the board, you know, otherwise there's a board, the board would have told me, I mean, if the board felt that say, it was, you know, affecting the interest of the institution, the board would have stepped in. You know, so some of these things, you know, to be concerned.